Blog Talk Radio.
Amen and amen. We want to welcome you.
Is in
Jamaica, the land of wood and water, they have experienced a huge earthquake, 5.2, 5.9 on the Richter scale, but she is okay. So we thank God, but it's happened to be, you know, doing some, having some issues with the phone lines. And so as we're trying to get her on, I'm going to play one more song, and then we will go into, well, actually, you know what? The Bible says where two or three are gathered doing the things concerning him, he is in the midst. So I'm going to open with prayer, and then I will play a couple more songs and try to see if I could get her on my other line. Amen? And so we're going to ask you if you are able to kneel. You can certainly do that. If not, we're going to ask you to bow your heads. If you are driving, we're going to ask you to keep your eyes on the road so that you can get to and fro safely. And so I'm going to give you an opportunity to think about how good God is. I have not been on the Thursday night line for a minute because, I hear her. Amen, amen. She's on. I see her. Bless God. Before we even ask, he answered. So I will definitely open the line so that she could pray. I was doing the opening prayer, Sister Powell, but I see that you came on. Before we ask, he answered. And so your line is now open, Sister Powell. Go ahead. Mr. Powell? Mr. Powell? Mr. Powell? Seems like it's like a little underwater. All right. So I'll kind of mute her a little bit, and then I'll go into opening prayer. And I just want you to think about how God is good and what he has done for you. I don't take it for granted. He woke me up this morning. He brought me back home safely. He took me to my work safely. He put an edge of protection around me. He allowed his spirit to rain down on me. It was a lot going on, but God was there for me. He sent his angel to strengthen me and to guide my lips and allow me to say the right word as I represent him. So I'm going to give you that moment to just meditate and say a silent word of prayer, and then we will go into the opening prayer, ushering, thanking the Holy Spirit to be here, being here on this line with us today. Amen. Oh, kind and loving Father, our Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We bow before you today. Just want to thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the opportunity where we can come and fellowship and tabernacle together so that we can learn more about you. We pray that you will allow your Holy Spirit to encamp around this line, each and every person that is on this line. We pray that our hearts will be pricked, will be agitated, so that we can see our need for you. We can see that we are feeble. We can see that we are disobedient. We can see that we're heathen. But we can see that through your Son, Jesus Christ, we are loved. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, we are able to ask for forgiveness, and you will bestow that upon us. We know that Sister Powell is down there in Jamaica. We thank you for protecting her. We see that the line is acting up. We pray that you will work that situation out so that she can come on and host the line. And thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be able to be here today as I've been gone for quite some time. But you allow me to be able to be in the presence and be able to answer her call and be able to get us on tonight. And we just want to get an experience with you, Lord, like never before. We ask you for your forgiveness, Lord. We pray as she's calling, Lord, that you will continue to just tabernacle with us today. We pray that you will fill us with your Holy Spirit so that we can emulate you. We thank you. We bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And so we want to thank you and welcome you for joining the Advent Light Ministry Health Thursday. Sister Powell is your co-host. I'm here, Sister Steffi. trying to jump in. Sister Paula is having some technical difficulties. I know that I've been away from you all for a minute, you know, and God just allowed me to be in the right place, the right time, to be able to jump in and assist her as she's having some technical difficulties down here in Jamaica. They have experienced a 5.2, 5.9 Richter scale earthquake, and it has been affecting the lines. However, she is safe. So we thank you for your prayers, and we thank God for his just his grace and his mercies. So we are going to open the line. I did say we were going to play one more song to see if I'm able to come on. She came on, but then the line was just very scratched, like underground. So I'm going to play one more song and try to see if I could get her, on. So that she's able to host, okay? Grace that is greater than all of her sins. And I think that's the one we're going to play right now. Amen? Marvelous grace. We are going to open the line now for any praise report, any testimonies, or any prayer requests. We know that God has done some marvelous things for each and every one of you. We're trying to get Sister Paula on the line. She's having some technical difficulties. So just remember to press *1, Earth 1. And so you raise your hand and let me know, and I will open your line. Amen. Can you all hear me? All right, so I see 518-650. I know she normally go to her scripture. I think I might have done it a little bit different, but we're gonna fix it. I'm going to open this line, 518-650. Your line is now open.
Yes, hello, Stephanie. Glad to hear you. Good evening.
Good evening, Sister Barnaby. Good to be here.
My name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany, New York. And I'm glad to hear your voice. How you reach on the line this evening? What do you want me to do this evening?
Sister Barnaby, definitely. If you would like to sing a song, we do have some scriptures that we want to read. I'm trying to see, get Sister Powell. She was on. She was having some technical difficulties. She was on, but the line was very bad, and so I'm trying to fill in for her. So God is good, right? Whenever there's a ram needed in the ticket, He allows that to happen, and so that's why I'm on today, and I'm glad to be here with you. Always a pleasure to hear your voice. So if you would like to sing a song first, and then we'll have some scripture that I know she normally has individuals read, you can certainly do that.
Yes, let me sing my song. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassion they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto thee. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold weakness. To thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto thee. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Zion, their presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Great is your faithfulness, O God. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. For all we have needed, your hands have provided. Great is your faithfulness unto us. Thank you for your keeping care. Thank you for your tender mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for providing food, clothes, shelter, and everything that we need, O God. Thank you, God, for being so kind. Heavenly Father, we put ourselves into your hand this evening. Nothing we bring, but Lord, we come because we know you are God. And whatsoever we need it, you have provided for us. So help us to trust you, Lord, to do your will, to keep your commandment, to study your word, to love you, to spread your gospel so that we can win some soul for your kingdom. Father, be with this line, each and every one of us on this line, along with our families, O God, our children, our grandchildren, our brothers and sisters, all our relatives, put them before you this evening in a special way. Take over, Lord, and let your will be done. We are unworthy, we are undone, we are nothing good, but God, because of your grace and your mercy, we are not consumed, because your compassion fail not. It is due every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Help us to trust you into all our heart, O God. lean not unto our own understanding. In all our ways, help us to acknowledge you, because you're a God who cares. You wish above all things that we should prosper and be in good health, and you wish that none of us should perish, but all of us should come to repentance. So, Lord, this is Thursday, Health Thursday, oh God. I put each and every one into your hand, Lord. It's a poor widow who is trying to get on, and she cannot get on. Lord, I'm asking you to clear the way so that she may get on, and everything will be okay. With each and every one who is in the background listening, Lord, and those who are taking part. Be with every mother, every father, every child, all over the world in diverse places. Father, so many things are happening, oh God. Open doors for your people, Lord. Rescue your people from the hands of the evil, because the evil is out like a roaring lion trying to devour your people. But, oh God, call upon your name. Your name is worthy to be praised, and you will shelter us from the storm. Continue to have your way. Continue to let your will be done, God. Please heal the sick, feed the hungry, clothe the naked. Open shelter for the homeless. Freely you receive and freely you give. Thank you for all you have been doing, God, what you're doing now and what you continue to do. You are a great physician. You are a sympathizing Jesus. There is nothing too hard for you, and there is nothing impossible with you, Lord. You are a God who never changed. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, Lord, you are the speaker. The one who is going to bring bread of life this evening. Put him into your hand. Let him not be seen, but let you be seen in everything he or she do, so that your name may be glorified and praised. Thank you, Lord, for what you have been doing for me. You provide job for me. You provide work for me. You provide job for me. Sometimes I go on the road, Lord. You are such a good God. Thank you for everything. Thank you for all you have been doing, what you're doing now, and what you continue to do. I beg and I ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Stephanie, my praise report is time I go on the road. Sometime I go on the road, and I remember Sunday I went on the road, and the rain was falling, and I didn't have a drive, and I was in the supermarket, and I see somebody come, because I used to go to the pantry, to the person. I said, can you give me a ride home? And he was so willing to give me a ride home. And God always provides for me. That is a good God. He's always providing something for me, and he's always doing something for me. So I love him, and I want to praise him and adore him and magnify his name, because his name is worthy to be praised. I need prayer for myself and my family. So this is my testimony and my prayer and my praise report. Amen.
Go ahead, Sister Powell. We can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. How far are you reached? Good evening.
Well, that was Sister. Thank you, Sister Barnaby. Thank you, Sister Barnaby, for praying for us. She prayed. We did an opening prayer. We had a song. And, you know, so you're up now. We're doing scripture. We didn't do the scripture yet.
Okay.
Yes. We have some hands that are being raised. So now we thank God. He answered the phone. He answered really our prayer so that we were able to patch in Sister Powell somehow. So go ahead, Sister Powell.
Yes, first I want to thank Robert, my nephew. He's here with me, trying for us to get on the internet. Everything was like shut down, but he worked out something. And, you know, after you put me on, something came up. So we do a Black Talk, and we tried several times, and they kick us out. Right.
So did you want to call back straight or what?
No, I'm going to stay straight on you.
So yes. Hold on 1 minute, Sister Paul. I want to make sure that they're hearing us. So give me 1 minute. I'm going to open this line again, 518-650. Sister Barnaby, can you let us know if you're hearing me and if you're hearing Sister Powell? I'm going to open your line to check with that, okay?
So I'm hearing you.
Okay, you're hearing both of us?
Yes, yes.
All right, praise God, praise God. Thank you so much again, Sister Barnaby, for your well wishes, your encouragement, your prayer, and your song. Great is thy faithfulness. Amen and amen. And so we want to welcome you to the Advent Light Ministry Health Thursday. It is a blessing. The warm welcome that I got, I felt like the prodigal son returning home. Thank you so much, Sister Barnaby. And thank you so much for your prayers. Sister Powell, your line is now open. Go ahead.
Yes, my dear. Good evening once more. And thank you, Glory guys, for, you know, praying for this line so that I will be able to connect. God is so good. He's so great. And as this evening, Health Thursday, and you know our favorite scripture is taken from Genesis 1:29-30, and also 3 John 1-4, and Revelation 22:1-2. So I know my dear beloved love to read. So you who wishes to read the first scripture or the second or the third, you can so do it now. Thank you. So I'm going to open 225. Your line is open.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters, and I am happy to read Genesis chapter 1, verse 29 and part of 30. And it says, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, and the which is the fruit of tree of a tree, yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat. And verse 30, I have given every herb, every green herb for meat, and it was so. And verse 31, part of it, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Leola, Sister Powell. Thank you so much, Sister Leola, for reading the scripture. And we're going to ask if you are able to read the third epistle of John, Sister Powell, the third epistle of John, verses 1 through 4. Are you there?
Yes, I am here. I am here.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I think we were going to read 8:43, Acts 8:43 to read it.
Okay, all right, we'll open that line. 843-206, your line is now open.
Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Powell, Sister Stephanie. God bless you, Sister Sanita, and I will be glad to read 3 John 1-4. Amen. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. Verse 4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tamika, for reading 3 John 1-4, the Lord said, I have no greater joy than to hear when Sister Tamika and all of us walk in the truth. And he wish above all things that his children will prosper and be in good health. So thank you, my dear. And also Sister Leola read Genesis, that God gave us from creation, the food, the leaf, the for the healing, and also for our meat. So you know that God loves us, so he had made a plan before we were created. So we just want to give God thanks. So we're going to read now Revelation 22, and I will read that for you, my favorite scripture. And it's the water and the tree of life. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bear 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. My dear beloved, God is going to promise us that one day soon and very soon, right, we will witness, we will see that tree of life, and we will able to eat those wonderful fruits from it. So at this time, you know, we know that we have been using some of the things that we have read a while ago, you know, to boost our immune system and also share with others. So this is the time now, my dear beloved, you are able to share some of the good things that you have been using, right? So I'm going to open the line for first individual to share some of the things that they have been using during the year past. 518-650, your line is open. You can just share some of the things that you have been using to boost your immune system.
Yes, Sister Powell, good evening again. Thank you for opening my line. I use lemon, lime, ginger, turmeric, cayenne pepper, onion, and honey.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister Barnaby, for sharing. I'm going to open this line. Just going to open maybe two or three lines for you to share. 843, your line is open. 206, your line is open.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Powell. Amen. I have eat healthy food, and it turns out also, since did you know that in the very beginning, God told people exactly what to eat for optimal health. He said, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be for food, Genesis 1:29. A diet of natural fruits, nuts, grains, and vegetables can prevent and even reverse today's lifestyle diseases, such as obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and more. Decades of scientific studies, including the famous Blue Zone study, proved that those who follow the Bible's vegetation diet can live an extra 6 to 7 healthy years. So why not try it in Jesus' name? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So
amen. Thank you, Sister Tamiko, for sharing and also reading our scripture day. You know, faithfulness, what God have loved, gave us all his love, you know, and we have to share with others. Just as though God loves us, we have to share with others out there, you know, some of these wonderful health benefits that we have been getting from the natural herb that God has given us. So I just want to thank you again. I'm going to, we have some line here, individual is just coming up and coming up. Brothers and sisters, I want to open your All right, I hear some background noise. I am not getting clearly if somebody's speaking, right? So I am going to close that line, right? Yes, my dear beloved, we just want to thank you again. As we have been sharing, now we know that God has given us the 8 laws of health, nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, ear rest, and trust in God. So we have to follow this health message that God has given unto us and be thankful. I am so thankful to God that he is able, you know, and he loves us so much that we can be here and to be sure that our Heavenly Father promised that he will take care of us. So I just want to thank everyone for that. So, my dear beloved, now is the time. We are going, I think, pray and prayer again, right? And then we will listen. Sister Stephanie, you will be presenting the message. Yes, so I have anybody have any praise report or any prayer requests so that we can go help in prayer?
Yes, Sister Paul, you were. Yes, I will. Okay, I will definitely be able to. I will fill in. I'm the ram in the ticket, and so yes, I will definitely be able to jump in with that as well. You do have some line. Are you able to see some lines? I know for me, I'm thankful that God allowed me to be here at this moment. Normally, I have some in my program. You've been praying for me. I have some assignments that need to be uploaded, but God is an on-time God. God knows the beginning, the middle, and the end. He allowed me sitting here to be able to get the call from Sister Paul to be able to jump on as well. And I thank God for his grace. I thank him for his mercy. I thank him for what he has done. We were doing some testing in the schoolhouse, and there were a lot of irregularities that took place. One, there was a folder that ended up in my room that anybody knows about these tests that we take, these state tests. It is secure, and I'm trying to figure out how it ended up in my room. And I left out of my room very late yesterday. I'm very strategic. I'm very intentional. So anybody who goes in my room, I know that somebody went in my classroom. And so I went in this morning. I saw the folder in an area that nobody was, and I was like, wait a minute. And so I brought it to the testing coordinator. I told her, I said, I don't understand what's going on because this is not mine. I don't know how it ended up in my room. And, it was just kind of like weird. However, at the end, the Spirit of God told me to go back in there and talk to her because she sent an email where the email was not 100% forthright. She made it look like she was the one that found it in my room, and she was not. And so I went back to her, and I was just kind of giving her some information. I said, it was bothering me. I said, in the past, I know you're new here, but in the past, this is how we do things to make sure that the integrity of the test is secure and it runs smoothly. I told her what we do and, what the culture is in the school building. And she tried to pass it off on the testing office. So I said, well, I could call the testing office and speak to them because they're not in the ground. They don't know what we go through as educators in the classroom on a daily basis. And so she was like, yeah, I understand and stuff. So hopefully, I did go with the right spirit because I asked God, he told me to go. And so she was like, thank you so much for coming in and sharing. So I hope that she was able to hear what I said, right? And she would not just be hearer of the word, but also doer of the information because all the teachers are upset. All of the teachers are upset with what she's expecting teachers to do, and it's very unrealistic. So I want to pray, for the testing coordinator in the building and just that they will be able to understand what educators go through. It's no easy feat, and we're being asked to do so many things. And so I thank God for even strengthening me to be able to have a conversation because every time I would give her, pointers, but kind of like indirectly, I would say, well, do I need to sign something? Do you have a signing sheet? She would say, oh, no, don't worry about it. But I know that it is supposed to happen. And so, as God pricked my heart, I was able to go back and share that. I said, this is what we do, and this is what, what is expected, so that things can run smoothly. So let's continue to lift us up. My kids are, they're getting better. They're very low academically, but behavior-wise, God is working on them. And so I know that, he will also increase their wisdom as well. So thank you so much, Sister Powell, for that. Continue to pray for me and my family as well. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for sharing.
Hello, Sister Powell? Sister Stephanie?
I can't hear anyone speaking. Is someone speaking? Hello? Hello, hello.
Sister Samika, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, all right. She's asking you if you have any prayer requests or any praise report. I think she muted the line inadvertently, so go ahead.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. Amen. Amen. Yes, I do have prayer requests. I would like to lift up my neighbors here that's been helping me, Sister Denise. I so appreciate her helping me, and I thank and praise the Lord for my new home. As you know, my sisters are moved recently, and we arrived here October 1st of 2023. So I'm grateful for Sister Denise, my new neighbor, and I have another new neighbor. Her name is Sister Sherry Grant, and I met her in Walmart. I gave her the tract on John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and that whoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. So I gave her that tract, and she was so grateful. She thanked me so much for giving her word of the Lord, and she thanked me for preaching the word in Walmart. And then she said, well, what is your name, sister? Where do you live? So I gave her my name, and I gave her my phone number, and I gave her my address, and she said, I live there too. I live in those townhomes with... I didn't even know I live right across the street from you. So I was just so grateful. And she asked me, did I see the news about what's happening in Israel? And I said, no, sweetheart, I didn't see the news. I don't have a TV. So the sister went out and brought me a TV, and it came yesterday by God's grace and mercy. So God is doing wonderful things. And I'm just so grateful that I met this sister. She's a blessing, and I would like to ask for prayer for her. And she has some friends at Seventh-day Adventist, and they're going to start coming to pick me up to take me to church each Sabbath. So I'm just so grateful to the Lord. Only God can do these things. And she told me, sister, this is a divine intervention from the Lord above. Only God could do this, because I didn't even know who you were. And I said, I didn't know either. But that's why we have to continue to keep preaching the word with boldness and take the message with us wherever we go. May we continue to take our tracts with us and our booklets to give out to each and every person that we meet on the streets, at the doctor's office, anywhere, at a gas station, wherever I'm at. I'm going to speak to the people and talk to them and tell them that Jesus is coming soon, so get ready, get ready. So I'm just so grateful. I'm lifting up my family. I'm lifting up everyone on the Event Life prayer line. I'm praying for Sister Beverly, and I'm lifting you up, Sister Power. And your precious Jews in Jamaica, I'm praying for you also, Sister Stephanie, and your children, and Kaja and Kaja. And we prayed for you today that the Lord would anoint your classroom, and also Sister Nicole, and Sister Leola, Sister Barnaby, we're praying for you. So I'm just so grateful to be here tonight, as we know that the health message is the right arm of the gospel. So I'm so grateful. And I love you all, my beloved brothers and sisters, and I just thank you. And I'm just giving the Lord praise and honor, because he's so worthy to be praised. He truly takes good care of each and every one of us. So thank you so much for opening my life, Sister Stephanie. I love you too, always and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Tamiko, for sharing, giving us that praise report and that prayer request as well. Amen and amen. Divine intervention. Sister Powell? Nine 85 381. Your line is now open.
I just want to give thanks to God for all my family in prayer. For the bereaved family. And I want to read a prayer. And I give God thanks for being on the line today. Dear Lord, we respect your power and remain hopeful in your plans for our life. Thank you for lifting our spirit when we face multitude hardship. Once, in Jesus' name, we do pray, amen. And he scratches out the north over the empty places and hangeth the earth upon nothing. Job 26:7. May God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Sister Stephanie. Sister Stephanie, can anyone hear me? Hello?
Yes, Brother Eli, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Amen. Hello, my brothers and sisters. How we do, beloved? God is good. He's merciful. God is an awesome God. He's worthy to be praised. Oh, Sister Stephanie, I like to thank God for his love and his mercy because he is worthy to be praised. I have a prayer request, Sister Stephanie. My prayer request is to lift up my mom in prayer. Lift up my mom in prayer. My mom needs a lot of prayer. Sister Stephanie, lift me up in prayer. And Sister Stephanie and brothers and sisters, please lift up Brother Javel in prayer that the Lord will give him a heart of flesh. And Sister Stephanie, lift up Brother Javel that God will make him, you know, God will make him be kind and be loving. And Sister Stephanie, the Bible say we have to be loving to one another, be loving, love one another, be kind to one another, because it's very important, because God is good, he's merciful God, he's an awesome God, he's worthy to be praised. And Sister Stephanie, my other prayer request is to lift up Brother Shaq in prayer because Brother Shaq is in a new job. So lift up Brother Shaq in prayer. He needs a lot of prayer. Lift up Brother Shaq in prayer that God will give him wisdom, that God will give him knowledge and understanding in his new job. I'm praying for Brother Shaq that the Lord will give him the strength, that God will give him deliverance. To Sister Stephanie, I'm praying for Brother Shaq in the name of Jesus. And Sister Stephanie, I'm lifting up Sister Wootland in prayer. Wootland is R-U-T-H-L-I-N. Don't forget to bring it to Sister Power, Sister Stephanie, or Sister Miola. And then again, Sister Miola, pray for Brother Shaq in prayer because Brother Shaq have a new job. And then again, Sister Miola can pray for Brother Shaq in a special prayer.
Eli.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Brother Eli, we Brother Eli, thank you so much. We have the prayer request, and so we will lift that up when it's the prayer time, okay?
Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie,
you so
for opening my line. May God bless you all.
You too. Thank you so much, Brother Eli, for your testimony and for your prayer request as well.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Carla. I'm just thanking the Lord for his mercy, his love, his long-suffering. I'm thanking him for safe journey. I'm here in North Carolina, like on the border of South Carolina, to visit my son for this weekend. And we know that we serve a mighty God, and he's protected him, like each and every one of our young children, you know, young adults, our children, brothers and sisters and family, even ourselves. God is keeping us, and he is worthy to be praised. So I just like to encourage my brothers and sisters. You know, I just got in. It was about 7.5 hours drive, and my testimony is that we have to continue to encourage the young people that we meet. Yesterday, you know, I had to encourage a young lady who was going through stress, and these young people, 13, 12, 14 years old, you know, smoking weed and misbehaving, basically. The parents didn't wasn't watchful in their work of raising them. They wasn't raising them properly, and now the children are in custody of the states or in juvenile hall or just ruined their life. So I just thank the Lord that I was able to encourage this at least two young ladies yesterday and just keep them in prayer. They have the same name, Isabella. They have the same name. So I just thank the Lord, and also a young man, you know, two young men actually. One got placement. He has a home, a foster home, a temporary one. So I'm just praying, unspoken prayer requests to Sister Stephanie, and may God continue again to keep us, as we know the coldness is coming on, and we know these are the last days, and we have to be very vigilant and pray and intercede for each other and have a covenant relationship with God and with each other. So God bless. Thank you.
Let me check Sister Powell. Hold on, let me check to see. I'm going to open this. Hold on.
All right.
I'm going to open this line. 518-650. Can you let me know if you're hearing Sister Powell?
No, Stephanie, I am not hearing Sister Powell. I'm only hearing you.
All right, thank you so much. I'm going to mute you now. Sister Powell, I think you mute the line. And because when I heard it says mute. So let me try to see if they could hear you again. Hold on. 518-650. Can you let me know if you're hearing her? Hold on.
I'm not hearing her. I'm not hearing her, sir.
All right, so go ahead, Sister Paul, talk now.
Sister Powell?
Sister Powell?
You can talk now. I think the line is unmuted. Sister Powell? Sister Powell?
Sister Powell?
All right, so what we're going to do, there's some technical difficulties going on. So we're going to now go into a season of prayer. And so, hold on, let me hear. She said she's on the. All right, hold on.
Unmuted.
240-988. Your line is now unmuted. All right, so we're going through some technical difficulties. We're going to now go into opening prayer, in a season of opening prayer, actually. We need, this is kind of going. We need the work of the Holy Spirit right now. Amen. And so I'm going to ask some individuals to go through some short season of prayer, probably about three. Sister Barnaby, if you're able to offer a word of prayer for us. Sister Carla, if you're able to offer a word of prayer. You heard the petition of the saints. And then I will go into the, well, no, I'll try to get Sister Powell to go into that prayer situation for us. Amen. Hopefully the line will go move through. All right, so Sister Barnaby, 518-650.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Lord, we come before you this evening. Nothing in our hands we bring, but simply to you we come. We come to you, Lord, because we have no one else to come to but you. In time like this, we need you, Lord. We are asking you to forgive us of all our sins. Wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Search us, O God, and know our heart. Try us and know our thought. And Lord, if there be any wicked way in us, lead us in the way everlasting. Lord, your coming is near. Please help us to be ready and stay ready. I put this prayer line into your hand with all of us on the line. Sister Tamika and her family, Eli and his family, Javel and Lord, you know that name, that other name that Brother Eli called and Brother Eli's mother. All of us on the line, dear God, you know us. Stephanie and her family. Sister Powell and her family, all of us on the line. We come before you this evening because you know you is a God and there is no other God but you. So we are asking you for cleansing. We are asking you for purging. We are asking you to keep us from the evil hands, O God. Cover us under your blood. Lord, we need you in our life more than never before. Time is short and your coming is near. Help us to be ready, stay ready, waiting, watching for you because you're coming. Heavenly Father, be with the prayer line in a special way and the person who is going to break the bread of life this evening, Lord, I put that person into your hand. Let that person not be seen, but let you be seen doing everything. Let the word come straight from your throne. Continue to lead us, continue to guide us, continue to keep us from the hands of the enemy. Lord, heal the sick, feed the hungry, close the naked, open shelter for the homeless. Freely you receive and freely you give, O God. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for caring for us. Thank you for providing for us. And Lord, whatever we do, you are so good to us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. I ask and I beg and I cry to you this tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Sister Carla will follow up with the prayer if you're able to. And then Sister Powell, bless God, she's able to be back on again. Thank you so much. 423-635, your line is now open.
Amen. Amen. Let us continue to pray. Kind and loving Father, as we come, we are before you. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for blessing us as we are in a new day from sunset to sunset. It's a new day, Lord. We thank you for this eve of preparation day. We thank you for being our God, our Savior, our Creator. You see everything. You are our restorer. And we just glorify and magnify your name as the angels bow before you and say, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, Lord, help us to reverence ourselves before you. Help us to commit our hearts, our soul, our body, which belongs to you, Lord. You heard the prayer requests. You know the aching of your people. You know the sick amongst us. You know who are going through trials as never before because the devil has come down with great wrath and seeking who he may devour. May we leave no doors open. May we repent of our sins. May we forgive those who have sinned against us. And we pray that those who we have sinned against will forgive us. Oh, kind and loving Father, there's nothing good in us, but we're depending upon you to save us, to change us, to renew our heart, to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, Lord. Bless each all unspoken prayer requests. Also, we petition before you those that are sick, those that are in war-torn area, a part of the country, those that are going through loss of job right now, homes, families are being broken up, children are hating father and mother and father and mothers are hating children, and you said this will happen. And we ask that you will bind us together. We ask that your hedge of protection stay around us, Lord. May we not desire to come out from your hedge of protection. May we seek you not day and night, as we know that you are the only one that can save us. Bless the speaker at the appointed time and each and every one of us, Lord. We ask that you will fill the speaker with your Holy Spirit. And bless our gathering, Lord. There's nothing that we can offer you but our soul. And we give it to you right now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Carla, for that prayer. We are going to continue. Sister Powell, 518. Let me scroll down here. What's going on? 518. Just saw her. What happened? I just saw her number. Did she drop off? All right, 518-951. Your line is now open.
Okay, thank you for opening my line. Continue with our prayer. Father, we come before you this moment to give you thanks for your presence. Lord, we thank you for all the things that you have done. We know we had a little mix up in this line this night, but you were there by our side, and we just want to say thank you. Father, thank you for faith, and thank you for patience, because, Lord, you are the keeper and the king of all things, and you can do all things in our lives. So we know that what the enemy is trying to do, but you are there to fulfill your love for us. So we just want to say thank you. Lord, you have heard the prayer requests, Lord, from our dear sisters who had petitioned these requests to you. You are in the most holy sanctuary now doing a mighty work. And dear Father, we are asking you, please let your will be done. And as we go further, Lord, to your message, we ask you, Father, to cover the speaker. Allow your word that it will come down from heaven. First, Lord, we will receive it. And also, we do all to go and share your words to others. Bless us tonight, we pray, and help us to be faithful. And help us to be attentive, Lord, to this message. And thank you for the help message that you have given unto us in many ways. And help us that we will be obedient to your word. Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Powell, for that prayer and for all the others who pray. We can never have too much prayer, right? It's a privilege to pray. And the ears of God is pressed to our lips to hear the petition of his children. And James 5:16 says, when we confess their faults one to another, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. So we thank you so much for those prayers and your continuous prayers as well. More prayer, more what? More power. Amen, amen, amen. And so I wasn't sure, Sister Powell, if you gave them because of the mishap with the phone, if we were able to give any individuals the opportunity, as this is the Health Thursday, to just share some nuggets. Sister Paul, did you do that?
Yes, they do. They do.
All right, thank you so much. All right. Heavenly Father, I bow before you again, and I just want to linger a little longer. It is a privilege to come before you. I know I am unworthy, but through your Son, Jesus Christ, I am able to come before you. I'm able to ask you, Lord, to remove anything from me that is not in line with you. I'm able to ask you for your grace. I'm able to ask you, Lord, to break me if you must. But with your loving kindness hand, I ask you to put me back together so that I will be formed like you. I will be able to speak like you. I will be able to look more like you. I pray that you will touch my lips with coal, so that the message for today will be one that will be piercing not only to our ears, but through our hearts. so that we can come up a little higher, so that we can walk in the purpose that you have called us to walk in. Forgive me of my shortcoming, but I pray, Lord, as you blot my sins out, you will not blot my name out. You will be able to be with each and every person so that they will be able to get what you have in store for them. You'll be able to transform their lives. We bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And so I want to say I thank God for being back with you all. I can feel the love. Even when I'm not here, I do feel your love. I feel the fact that you're praying fervently for me and for each and every person on this line. I thank you so much for that. As well, I feel like I'm sitting right beside you, even though I'm in my office. I feel like I'm connected to you, and I know that that's through the Holy Spirit. So I thank you so much, you know, for your faithfulness and for your support with the Advent Light Ministry. And so as I'm reading here, thanks, Sister Carla. She had a nice little note for us. It says, to live in the country would be very beneficial to them. An active out-of-door life would develop health of both mind and body. They should have a garden to cultivate where they might find both amusement and useful employment. The training of plants and flowers tends to the improvement of taste and judgment. While an acquaintance with God's useful and beautiful creations has a refining and ennobling influence upon the mind, referring it to the maker and master of all. Testimonies for the Church, Volume 4, page 136, 1876, and CL, Sister Paula, I can't remember what CL means. What's the abbreviation? CL 16, page 16, fourth paragraph. Is that what that is? Sister Paula, I don't remember what CL is. I need to look it up to give that reference. And so as we're trying to find that, I am going CL. I'm going to go into, Sister Paula, is your line still open?
Yes, I am here. I'm here.
Okay. Do you know which reference is CL? The book
no,
I'm
I
trying
don't
to.
Quite, no, I don't oh. quite remember. CL 416.4.
Okay, all right. We will definitely be able to share with you before the session is over, okay? We'll share you that reference. All right. So I am going into, we're going to start with, once again, we want to welcome you to the Advent Light Health Thursday. God's plan is always the best plan, amen? So I am in True Knowledge of God. I'm in the True Knowledge of God in the Ministry of Healing, True Knowledge of God, and I am going to be starting on 423, and I'm going to look at the glory of the cross, the glory of the cross, right? I think that's where we're going to start, the glory of the cross. I heard I was listening to an old video of C.D. Brooks, Pastor C.D. Brooks, who is no longer here with us, and he was talking about the fact that we have individuals saying that the commandment was nailed to the cross. And so he did a sermon on that, and he was talking about, you know, about sin. He was talking about the law and all of that gamut. And he was saying if the commandment was the commandment was nailed to the cross, then we wouldn't have any need where there is no guidance to be able to say to somebody that they sin, then sin would not be, would not be a thing, right, if the commandment was nailed to the cross. Because the commandment is the law that guides us, right, into not committing sin, right? And then he went and said, and if the commandment was nailed to the cross, then we don't need grace and we don't need mercy, right? So when we think about these things, because we hear people say it all the time, and the reason why they say it is really to put a damper, not in all of the commandment, but in which one? In the fourth commandment, which talks about remember the Sabbath day. See that? And so this is how the enemy infiltrates. So we're going to look at the cross and what the cross means to me and should mean to you, right, as we're on this journey of being a part of the ambassador, being a part of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. So it says, the glory of the cross, the revelation of God's love to man, centers in the cross. Its full significance, tongue cannot utter, pen cannot portray. The mind of man cannot comprehend. Looking upon the cross of Calvary, we can only say, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that can be found in John 3, verse 16. Christ crucified for our what? For our sins. Christ crucified for our sins. Christ risen from the dead. Christ ascended on high is the science of salvation that we are to learn and to teach. It was Christ who, existing in the form of God, counted not the being on an equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death. Yea, the death of the cross. Philippians 2, verse 6 through 8, Amplified Revised Version. So I just want to pause for a moment. How many of us would have given up? You're from royalty, right? You come from wealth and riches and pomps and circumstances. How many, let's reflect, how many of you would give up all of that so that you can die for somebody else? How many of us, every day we get up, we look up at the cross, look up at what Jesus went through for you and for me, so that we can get up every morning and complain and murmur. We can get up every morning and lack faith. We can get up every morning and just see everything around us gloomy. Is that why Jesus died for us? Or he said to us that we are to count all things joy. The trials, the tribulation, the issues, the schisms, the circumstances. It says, it is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God. What is he doing there now as he's in the most holy place? Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the utmost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Romans 8, 34, Hebrews 7 through 25. We have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. I'm going to read that again because repetition deepened the impression of the soul. We have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of infirmities, but one that had been in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews 4, verse 15. I hear this all the time as I was growing up, even now. We're born in sin and we're shaped in iniquity. But this is saying that Christ overcame. Can you and I overcome? Not through our own strength, but through Christ Jesus, through the strength of the Holy Spirit. Are we able to remove ourselves from things that are not of God? If we are willing to and we ask him, he says before we ask, he will answer. We were on the line earlier, Sister Barnaby and I, and, you know, as I said before, I was sitting here. I'm in the program. My program is very intensive. I have a lot of things that I need to do. However, God saw it fit for me to be here at this time because, the truth be told, there is no business that is greater than God's business. Amen? There is no business that is greater than God's business. And so as we read from the testimony that, you know, the scriptures that we just read or the paragraph that we just read, it is amazing to me because my daughter was talking to me and she was like yesterday and she said, Mom, you need to live on a farm because I was just talking about all this. And she said, Mom, I could see you on a farm. And so she was like, well, so are you going to be taking care of your cows? And I said, no, I'm not having any cows. I'm not having any goats. I'm not having any of that. I said, I might have a horse or two, but I'm not having those animals in my thing. I said, but I want a garden. I want to be able to have a garden so I can garden, I can plant stuff. And it just kind of brightened my day because that is like, I like to be in the outdoor. And I had the pleasure of, I want to say, Sister Paul, is it 2 years now or was it last year? I had the pleasure of, would it have been last year?
This year.
Right, so I had the pleasure this year of coming to, but when did I go to Tennessee? Was it last year or the year before? Was it the year before? Huh?
Last year.
It was last year, it seemed like. So I had the pleasure of going down there to Tennessee, and I'm telling you, the air was fresher for me. It was just a good experience down there. I pray, you know, that God, and I know that God, he's going to open the door. You know, we've laid it at his feet, and he's going to open the door. I was talking to another one of my girlfriend who I haven't spoken to in a minute. She was actually, we witnessed to her. We went to school together. We went to high school together in Jamaica. So I knew her from I was in the seventh grade. And so, it's many moons. And so we had witnessed to her, and she's now converted to being a Seventh-day Adventist and just, like, excited about the message and about really our life, you know what I mean? And so we are a what is it, Sister Paul? We are an open book, and we can't say we profess to serve a God that is all-powerful, that is almighty, but we waver and our fruit does not emulate who God is, right? And so as I was talking to her and some of my other friends, I recognized the fact that God has allowed me to go through so much. There are certain things that, because of the counsel of what God has given us, is only going to stay in the closet. You might read about it in a book coming soon. But there are certain things that we cannot express on air, right, because it is just so gruesome. It is just so, detrimental. And so as I reflect on what God has done in my life, I know that we serve an all-time powerful God. I know that we serve a God that can use as though we're dirt. He can fashion us. He can mold us so that we can do his bidding, right? And she and I, we were talking about, you know, just things that, you know, are occurring. And it hit me. Oh, God, that is why you allow me to experience these things. So I am able to share. I am able to say to someone in that moment when they're going through something, I can say, I went through that very same thing. And it was because of God. These are the scripture that helped me through. This is what I had to do in my prayer closet. This is the song, the weapon, because it says song is a weapon, right? It is the song. This is a song that I was able to listen to be able to guide me through, right? And I often say, and I was hearing her, and she was like, you're absolutely right. Some of the things that I've experienced, you know, it could landed me in three different places, right? Either I could have been in the funeral home, in the morgue, so it could have, you know, really consumed me, where it caused death. I could end up in the mental institution, right, because of some of the issues and experiences, or I could be in prison, right? Those are the three outlets. But God has allowed me to be able to be here speaking with you, being able to reflect his word, being able to say God is real no matter what you're going through. Keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on that cross, knowing that he came and he died just for you. So if he died just for you, you don't think that you're valuable even now on this earth, even now that you're going through your pain, even now that you're going through the trials and the storm, he cares for you, beloved. He cares for you. He is the high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but one that had been in all points tempted, like you, like me, yet without sin. Through Christ Jesus, we are able to resist the devil, resist those vices, resist being intemperate, resist not getting the rest that we need, resist not wanting to go and exercise, resist not trying to eat or consume the food that is not good for us. He will allow us to stand. And so I'm going to talk about the unspeakable gift, God's unspeakable gift. Is it free? Do you have to go and buy it? It says, it is through the gift of Christ that we receive every blessing. I'm going to read it again. Have mercy. It is through this gift, the gift of Christ, that we receive every blessing. Through that gift, there comes to us day by day the unfallen flow of Jehovah's goodness. Every flower with its delicate tints and its fragrance is given for our enjoyment through that one gift. The sun and the moon were made by him. There is not a star which beautifies the heavens that he did not make. Every drop of rain that falls, every ray of light shed upon our unthankful world testify to the love of God in Christ. Everything is supplied to us through the one unspeakable gift. God's only begotten Son, he was nailed to the cross that all these bounties might flow to God's workmanship. Behold what manner of love Father had bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. 1 John 3, verse 1. Men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither had the eye seen, O God beside thee, who worketh for him that waited for him. Isaiah 64, verse 4. The knowledge that works transformation. Do y'all want to be transformed? Let's see. The knowledge of God as revealed in Christ is the knowledge that all who saved must have. It is the knowledge that works transformation of character. This knowledge received will recreate the soul in the image of God. It will impart to the whole being a spiritual power that is divine. Where we all with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. Of his own life, the Savior said, I have kept my Father's commandments. John 15, verse 10. The Father had not let me alone, for I do always those things that please him. How can we have that continual blessing from God? Huh? It says, the Father had not let me alone, for I do always those things that please him. John 8, verse 29. As Jesus was in human nature, so God means his followers to be in his strength. We are to live the life of purity and nobility, which the Savior lived. So I'm going to stop right there in that particular chapter, which talks about the true knowledge of God. And then I'm going to go into this portion and end here. Help in daily living. Do we need help in daily living? Or you all have gotten it together? I know you all wonderful, you know, Bible-believing individuals have it all together. I know I don't. All right? And so I go through struggles. I go through strife. I go through just isms and schisms and just issues. Circumstances, trials and tribulation. Feels like I'm always in one, right? My daughter came and told me, oh, mommy, they put something down the door. And I'm like, see, you spend your money when you live in this area. You purchase your house and everything, but you don't own anything. Your neighbors, they will call on you in a minute. That's why I'm saying the country property is cool, right? That's why we're called to be there. And so we know that when we continue to pray, that God will open out the way. Amen? And we're not trying to go there so that we can be, you know, removed from the world, or we don't want to communicate, or we feel like we're better than individuals that are living in the city, and we're not trying to find ways to help them so that they too can move out into the country. That's not the reason, right? We're going there to do the missions of God and to bring others as we move along. So it says, help in daily living. It says, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Right? I felt exhausted. I mean, I feel worn out and beaten down. But God is strengthening me through your prayers, through the Holy Spirit. The word of God is so sweet. It is sweeter than a honeycomb. It's like medicine to my bones. It energized me. That's what the Word of God should be. The Word of God is real. It's live. It's living. So how can we go about, how can we profess to be Christian, but we're like dry bones? We have no life in us. We're speaking. We can't, you know, we don't have that. God says, you know, the word of God says he has given us power to walk on scorpion. He has given us power to cast the mountains in the ocean. That's your situation. That's the issues that you're going through. We have the power. He says, come boldly. Not in arrogance, not being presumptuous, but bold to know, God, you said this in your word. You said you will never forsake me. You said if I ask, I'm asking you, Lord, to remove this from me that is not in line with you. I'm asking you, Lord, to forgive me. Those are prayers that he's going to answer quickly. Now, he may not answer the prayer of giving you a multi-million dollar home in the city. He may not answer the prayer that, you know, oh, Lord, I want to get $1 million today, because he knows that you're not going to do good with it. He knows that you're not going to use it for his benefit. Right? So there are certain prayers where he's not going to answer right there and then, because he knows that we're not ready. Amen? So it says, help in daily living. There is an eloquence far more powerful than the eloquence of words in the quiet, consistent life of a pure, true Christian. What a man is has more influence, come on now, than what he says. What a man is. So they're looking at you. They don't want to hear, oh, the three angel message, oh, I'm so holy. No, they're looking at your actions. Do you know that the individuals that you work with, I know for me, they know. They know that you're a Seventh-day Adventist, and they're watching what you eat in your plate. They're watching the fact that they're saying stuff out of their mouth, and you're not saying, wait a minute, I don't do that. Watch your mouth, please. They see that you can they see that you look different? You're peculiar people? Can they see the fact that you have a smile in your face, on your face? You bring a light even when it's dark. You give encouragement. You offer words of prayer. Can they see that without you saying it to them? Right? It says, what a man is has more influence than what he says. The officers who were sent to Jesus came back with the report that never man spoke as he spoke. But the reason for this was that never man lived as he lived. Had his life been other than it was, he could not have spoken as he did. His words bore with them a convincing power because they came from a heart pure and holy, full of love and sympathy, benevolence and truth. It is our character and experience that determine our influence upon others. What? I think I need to read it again, Sister Powell, as I'm coming to a close. It is our own character and experience that determine our influence upon others. In order to convince others of the power of Christ's grace, we must know its power in our own hearts and lives. The gospel we present for the saving of souls must be the gospel by which our own souls are saved. Only through a living faith in Christ as a personal Savior is it possible to make our influence felt in a skeptical world. If we would draw sinners out of the swift running current, our own feet must be firmly set upon the rock, Christ Jesus. The badge of Christianity is not an outward sign, not the wearing of a cross or a crown, but it is that which reveals the union of man with God by the power of his grace manifested in the transformation of character. The world is to be convinced that God has sent his Son as its Redeemer. No other influence that can surround the human soul has such power as the influence of an unselfish life. The strongest argument in favor of the gospel is a loving and lovable Christian. The strongest argument in favor of the gospel is a loving and lovable Christian. The discipline of trial. And I'm going to read this paragraph this morning, and I'm going to end right here. To live such a life, to exert such an influence, cost at every step effort, self-sacrifice, discipline. It is because they do not understand this that many are so easily discouraged in the Christian life. Many who sincerely consecrate their lives to God's service are surprised and disappointed to find themselves, as never before, confronted by obstacles and beset by trials and perplexity. This is one of my most favorite portion of the ministry of healing. I have a lot of different portion that I love, but I like this one because aren't you going through trials? You're either in a trial, coming out of a trial, or getting ready to go into one. But then we have to be disciplined. We have to appreciate the process while we're going through the trial. You know why? Because Jesus, our Father, have faith in us that his children will overcome. That's shouting time right there, beloved. So we need to say, okay, devil, I'm going to sick King Jesus on you. I'm going to tell my problem about Jesus. Amen? Oh, you don't know my Jesus problem. You don't know my Jesus. You don't know my Jesus that has walked on water. You don't know my Jesus that has called Lazarus from dead. You don't know my Jesus that made dry bone get up and walk. Take that problem. Take that trial. Can you smile? Can you find joy even in the trials? Think about Daniel. Think about Ananias, Mishael, and Ananias. Think about them. Oh, not even, they don't even have the smell of the fire. I mean, have you been in the house when you cook something and it kind of get burned? The whole house smell burned, even the clothes smell burned? They were in the fiery furnace and they didn't even get, not even the smell of smoke. Do you all think about that? Can God do that now in modern day 2023? The lion's den, the lion's mouth was closed. Can you say that, you know, my Father's going to deliver me, and even if he won't, I'm still not going to do what you say I'm going to do because it goes against my God. Amen? So we continue here as I'm wrapping up. It says, many who sincerely consecrate their lives to God's service are surprised and disappointed to find themselves, as never before, confronted by obstacles and beset by trials and perplexity. They pray for Christian likeness of character, for a fitness for the Lord's work, and they are placed in circumstances that seem to call forth all the evil of their nature. Faults are revealed of which they did not even suspect the existence. Like Israel of old, they question, if God is leading us, why do all these things come upon us? Because he trusts you. He has faith in you. It is because God is leading them that these things come upon them. Trials and obstacles are the Lord's chosen methods of discipline and his appointed conditions of success. He also reads the hearts of men, knows their characters better than they themselves know them. He sees that some have powers and susceptibilities which, rightly directed, thought might be used in the advancement of his work. In his providence, he brings these persons into different positions and varied circumstances. that they may discover in their character the defects which have been concealed from their own knowledge. He gives them opportunity to correct these defects and to fit themselves for his service. Often he permits the fires of affliction to assail them that they may be purified. The fact that we are called upon to endure trial shows that, have mercy, the Lord Jesus sees in us something precious, beloved, which he desires to develop. You are enough. God wants to develop you, beloved. Yes, he does. Amen. If he saw in us nothing whereby he might glorify his name, he would not spend time in refining us. He does not cast worthless stones into his furnace. It is valuable ore that he refines. The blacksmith puts the iron and steel into the fire. This is some beautiful love letter, right? The blacksmith puts the iron and steel into the fire that he may know what manner of metal they are. The Lord allows his chosen ones to be placed in the furnace of affliction to prove, thank you, Jesus, what temper they are of and whether they can be fashioned for his work. The potter takes the clay and molds it according to his will. He kneads it and works it. He tears it apart and presses it together. He wets it and then dries it. He lets it lie for a while without touching it. When it is perfectly palleable, he continues the work of making of it a vessel. He forms it into shape and on the wheel trims and polishes it. He dries it in the sun and bakes it in the oven. Thus it becomes a vessel fit for us. So the great master worker desires to mold and fashion us. And as the clay is in the hands of the potter, so are we to be in his hands. We are not to try to do the work of the potter. Our part is to yield ourselves to be molded by the master worker. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. 1 Peter 4:12-13. And the last portion says, as we're coming to a close, in the full light of day, and in hearing of the music of our voices, the caged bird will not sing the song that his master seeks to teach him. He learns a snatch of this, a trill of that, but never a separate and entire melody. But the master covers the cage and places it where the bird will listen to the one song he is to sing. In the dark, he tries and tries again to sing that song until it is learned, and he breaks forth in perfect melody. Then the bird is brought forth, and ever after he can sing that song in the light. Thus God deals with his children. He has a song to teach us, and when we have learned it, amid the shadows of affliction, we can sing it afterward. Here ends the message for tonight. I pray you were blessed. I know I was. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We're so thankful, Lord, that you have presented this message that we are to be disciplined even in trial, that you have sought it fit to fashion us. You have sought it fit to try us through the fire so that you can get all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. We pray that as we leave here tonight, our souls will be pressed towards you. Our soul will be pressed to be able to become more like you. We bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Sister Powell?
Amen. Amen. Yes, amen. Praise God.
Yes, I just want to thank Sister Stephanie for that message. And my dear beloved, on this line, I know we want to be like Jesus. If even one message we got, one word, is to be like Jesus, to have his character like Jesus, so that we will able to enter into that eternal rest and to go and follow and to share his word to those out there. So we just want to thank everyone, and let us go back in studying these promises that God has given unto us, so that we will be his light bearer. We will be one that everywhere we go, people will see Christ and Christ within us. So I want to thank everyone tonight, and please to remember tomorrow night, Sister Carla will be hosting, and she will be all, and we will be also entering into the Sabbath, and that will bring the Sabbath message to each one of us. So I just want to thank you all for joining, and we will just end again with a little short word of prayer, and then the scripture. All right, Eternal Father, we thank you for everything that you have done. We thank you for our brothers and sisters that are here. We thank you for traveling mercies towards each one of us traveling to and fro. We thank you for the testimony, the prayer, the scripture reading, and also to the sermon that you have given unto us in your message. And now, Lord, as we are preparing to go to bed, we ask you to present to us, Lord, our guardian angel of each one of us to protect us and to allow us to have a good rest. Bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
My dear beloved, good night. We will just close with just this little song. Amen.